Hi, docs. Welcome to the EntreMD podcast, where it is all about helping amazing physicians just like you embrace entrepreneurship so you can have the freedom to live life and practice medicine on your terms. I'm your host, Dr. Una.
Well, hi, docs. I am so happy you're on here and you are listening. I want to say a big thank you to everyone who is a listener and everyone who posts on social media how the podcast has helped them, who send me DMs and PMs letting me know the differences they've made since they started listening to the podcast. Thank you for your reviews. Thank you for sharing it with your doctor friends. I truly, truly appreciate you. We have had 25,000 downloads over the last 7 months, and that is because you listen, and that is because you share. Couldn't have done it without you. So thank you so, so, so much. In fact, at the time of this recording, it's exactly a week after EntreMD Live, which was a phenomenal event. That's what people who attended it said. And I asked in the Facebook community, the EntreMD private Facebook community, which if you're not a part of, just search EntreMD on Facebook and you'll find us and join us. And I said, what difference, what have you done differently since EntreMD Live? And this doctor says, I did my very first Facebook Live event 2 days ago. So this was 2 days after the event. I was so nervous because although I'm good at public speaking, this was new to me. I got a photographer. I maximized the session by recording a video on telehealth, which I will post to my website, Instagram, Facebook. I'm still working on the mailing list, and I recorded too many videos for my newly launched YouTube station. Can you imagine that level of activity? She's like, thank you, Dr. Una. Your podcast, which I stumbled upon a month ago or so, and EntreMD Live gave me the confidence to let go of the fear and go out there and crush it. Isn't that amazing? I'm transferring that momentum to my other business also, which is a mini guest house and events venue at my home in Trinidad and Tobago. It's no longer a passion project. And oh my goodness, Dr. Thomas, you are the absolute best. Number one, thank you so much for taking action because that's where the rubber meets the road. That's where the difference is made. That's where the results come in. And you, like you said, are crushing it. And thank you so much for sharing that with me. Totally made my day. Give me a big shout out all the way from Trinidad and Tobago. You know, this is just so amazing. So EntreMD Live was huge. It was really, really, really good. And I'm so excited that we launched the EntreMD Business School and we have our first cohort going. At the time of this recording, you know, we're probably closed at this point, but there is a waiting list. So if you're like, I have a business idea, but I don't know how to make it profitable. I don't know how to, you know, get it out there. It's a great service, but I can't find the people to use it. Then EntreMD Business School is for you. You can sign up for the waiting list. You'll be the first to know once we open up again, and we can get you getting results that will knock your socks off. So today we're going to look at how to fail with a good attitude. And you're like, excuse you, Dr. Una, you are all about success and positive vibes and all of that. What is this about? Well, if we don't master failure, we're not going to be able to succeed. And this is what makes people quit. This is what makes people discard their dreams, say that it's no longer valid. Meanwhile, it is. So I'm going to show you how to become a master at failure so you become a master at success. Okay. So there are three things that you're going to need to understand about failure. And you might still be going like, Dr. Una, what are you talking about? Just listen. I got some good stuff. This is really, really, really good. Okay. All right. So the three things I need you to understand about failure. Number one is that failure is part of success. Failure is part of success. If you want to be so careful and do everything so perfectly that you never fail at anything, you would never put yourself in a position to actually succeed. So failure is not the opposite of success. It's part of success. It's something you have to do many, 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 many times on your way to success, okay? So Michael Jordan was the one who said, you know, talking about failure, he says, I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career, 9,000. That is a lot of shots, okay? That's a whole, whole, whole lot of shots. He said, I've lost almost 300 games, which means if you think about a year, 365 days, I mean, he lost games, the equivalent of a game a day for almost an entire year. great as he is, he says 26 times, I have been trusted to take the game-winning shot and I missed it. 26 times. I failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed. So you cannot be afraid of failure. If you're afraid of failure, you're setting yourself up to never succeed. You might be going like, so are you saying that I should be a failure? No, there are three thoughts here, okay? So this is just the first one. So you know I talk a lot about my husband being my mentor, and this is what he says. He says, just fail already, right? On your path to success, you're going to need to fail. So the sooner you fail, the sooner you can succeed. So maybe you're here and the fear of failure has stopped you from doing certain things. Maybe you've never even owned your business idea. Maybe you have a great business idea, but you're so afraid to talk about it. Maybe you've been too afraid to do a video, to speak, to do a Facebook Live, to talk to a referral source, to network. You've been afraid of doing all those things because you're like, I'm not good at it. You know, people are going to go like, what is she doing? Or what is he doing? People are going to laugh at me. People are going to see me fall on my face. I'm not going to be able to do it good. I'm going to not find my words. And I'm here to tell you that you should embrace it. And if you're willing to suck at something long enough, then you'll succeed. Okay? It's like everything else we've done. You can't wait to be perfect. Failure, we have this stigma like it's so bad, but really, it's part of success. Okay? So that's the first thought. The second thought is focus on the right thing, right? So sometimes we're so focused on the results that we may not get that we're not willing to engage the process. Our job is not to focus on the results. You can't really go directly to results. You actually have to focus on the process, the actions that will get you there. And that is where you stay. And in doing that, you make the results automatic. So your job is not to focus on, did I get this result? Your job is to focus on, did I do what I was supposed to do? Okay, so let's look at an example, okay? What you should be focusing on is more of the growth that is happening and not the results. When we see a baby who just turned one and the baby takes the first few steps, the way that usually goes is step one, step two, step three, boom, on the floor, baby falls. Guess what everybody in the room does? Everybody gets excited. They're like, oh my goodness. The kid took three steps. It's amazing. He started walking. It's unbelievable. Nobody says anything about the fall, but the baby fell. Okay. Now, when we become adults, we take the three steps and we fall and we don't acknowledge the three steps at all. We focus all our energy on the fact that we fell. We don't focus at all on the fact that we have never taken steps before. And this is our first three steps. We don't acknowledge that. What we acknowledge is we fell. So I want to challenge you in your journey as an entrepreneur, because it is like a journey of a kid learning to walk and then run and then climb and all those things. And you would need to learn to look at the walking and ignore the falling, right? So we call the falling failure, but it's not. It's something you have to do on your way to becoming good at walking. So we need to focus on the right thing. So maybe you did the video and maybe your light wasn't perfect, but was that your first video? If the answer is yes, you took three steps. We don't call that failure. Maybe you did an online course and one person bought your online course, right? As opposed to the 250 you thought would. Well, had you done an online course before? No. Have you ever sold something before? No. Have you ever done a campaign to push things and sell things? No. So only one person walked, but you did take three steps and you fell. And we're going to celebrate the three steps and we're going to forget about the fall. Maybe you're here and you run a private practice. And you've had some challenges and you're like, well, we're going to change how we do this. We're going to start speaking to the community. We're going to start working our referral sources. We're going to start networking better. We're going to, you know, build an online presence, and we're going to do all that. And maybe your numbers from the month were only, you know, 3 more patients than the month prior. And you're like, oh my gosh, I did all that stuff and I failed. No, you didn't fail. Did you have an online presence before? No. Did you have the guts to ask for referrals? No. Did you have the guts to network? No. Were you speaking to the community? No. You grew a whole lot. You took a whole lot of steps. So yes, maybe you fell, but we need to celebrate the 3 steps and forget about the fall. Okay? And this is one mindset that if you have, you can fail and fail and fail on your way to success and still be okay, which you need to be, because this is what entrepreneurs do. Number 3. And this, it took me a long time to learn this, but it's a game changer. It absolutely is. And it's this: failing at something doesn't make you a failure. And for this right here, you're going to need to do a social media post, Facebook, Instagram, whichever, hashtag EntreMD, and you're going to need to post that, and you're going to need to write it somewhere, you know, on your mirror. You're going to need to think about this. You're going to need to make this your own. Failing at something does not make you a failure. So when you're working a business, there are 2 entities. Entity number 1 is you, the individual, the person who is not a failure. Entity number 2 is the business, is the project, is the launch, is the private practice. You are 2 completely distinct individuals or entities, right? So if you do something and that thing fails, that thing fails. You did not fail. You are not a failure. If you do a video and you get 1 view, and you think, oh, that was a failure, I'm a failure. Well, maybe you say that failed, but you did not fail. You have to understand that they're 2 completely separate things. EntreMD Live was a blast, right? And I gave EntreMD Live everything I had, everything. I threw it all out there. I laid it all on the table. I was like, people are going to have a virtual experience. This is not going to be like a Zoom meeting or a webinar. They're going to have a virtual experience. I'm going to knock their socks off. They're going to be like, oh my goodness, I wasn't expecting all this goodness. I did all of that. But guess what? If EntreMD Life did not turn out the way I wanted it to do, I'm not a failure. The project may have failed, but I didn't fail. And guess what happened? In the process of trying to do that, I grew. I became a better entrepreneur. I became better at speaking. I became better at networking and collaborating. I became better at building systems in my business. I became better at building a team. I became better at so many things. So did I fail? No. Did the project fail? I mean, the project didn't fail, but let's say it didn't go according to my plan. Maybe. But I am not a failure. And you need to be crystal clear that you are separate from your projects, from your business, from all of that. And if a project fails, the project fails, but you didn't. Okay? So these are the 3 things that I really want you to have top of mind. Failure is part of success. Don't believe the myth that if you're doing a great job, that everything will go according to plan. Entrepreneurship never works that way. Failure is part of success. Remember to focus on the right thing. Focus on your growth. Focus on the process. Focus on what you need to do to get the results. If you don't get the results that you want, but you are growing and you are working on the process, that is not a failure. Focus on the right thing. The 3rd thing is, remember, failing at something does not make you a failure. It just means that a project failed, but you didn't. And you know what the dangerous part of focusing on failure and having the wrong attitude about it is? Is that all the time that you sit and you're like, oh, I failed at this. This was no good. I'm no good. I didn't do this well. Da, 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 da. Guess what you're not doing? You're not working. You're not putting in the things that will give you the results that you're looking at for. You don't have the mental toughness to weather the storm and to take that business and make it work. You're not celebrating your growth. It's a waste of time. crying over spilled milk, crying over a project that didn't work, thinking that you're a failure, thinking that, you know, you're not supposed to fail, but you did, is nothing but a waste of time. It's an energy drain. It's useless. It's harmful. So you need to be in control and realize this is a part of success. I am on my way. Do you know the best salespeople know that if you're starting out in sales and you really suck at it, that your conversion ratio will be about 10%, which means that for every 10 people you talk to, one person will buy. Do you know what their attitude is? When someone says no, they're like, yes, I'm closer to a yes. I'm that much closer to a yes. Let me just go get those 9 no's so I can get my yes. That's the attitude we have to have, right? So don't let failure stop you. Don't let something not working according to plan stop you. Whatever you do, don't quit. That is the saddest thing to watch when someone has a dream and a goal and they're chasing and they're doing stuff and something hits them in the face and they're just like, I can't do this. I quit. Don't quit. Your dreams are valid. Don't quit. Don't be surprised by failure. It's part of the game. It's part of the game. Okay, so what I want you to do is this. I want you to focus on doing an excellent job at what you do. Excellence doesn't mean perfection. It means doing the best with what you have. Focus on doing an excellent job in your business. Focus on learning and growing. And then focus on celebrating the wins. Focus on celebrating those 3 steps you took before you fell. Take your eyes off the fall and keep them on those 3 steps. Okay, so I want you to imagine that you're this entrepreneur who is relentless, who is consistent, who is persistent, who is stopped by nothing, because failure doesn't make you quit and cry for 2 weeks. It doesn't make you quit and, you know, throw your business away for 3 months. You give up beating up on yourself. You give up feeling like a failure and you just enjoy your journey, the good, the bad, the ugly. You just enjoy it all because it's part of the process. It's all part of the process. So, what am I challenging you to do? Don't get tripped up by failure. It's part of the journey. Don't get tripped up by failure. It's part of your success story. Don't get tripped up by failure. Do you know your failures, talking about them, will even make people appreciate you more and realize, oh, wait, she's one of us. He's one of us. If they can do it, I can do it too. Right? Why do I always tell you stories of me being introverted or me launching my first online course and selling only one? Right? Why do I tell those stories? Why do I tell the stories of knowing I should do video for 2 years and not doing it? It's part of my success. It is part of my success. Okay. So go out there, be relentless, be consistent, be persistent, be somebody who is stopped by nothing. Like, I'll do what I need to do and I'm going to enjoy the journey. I'm just going to keep moving forward. Okay. Now, fear of failure is one of the things that stops us as doctors the most because we tend to be perfectionists. So what I want you to do with this episode is I want you to share your biggest ha-ha moment, and I want you to share this episode on your social media platforms or via text to your friends who are doctors and say, look, you got to listen to this, okay? This is a game changer. This will change stuff for you, all right? So thank you so much for listening. I'm so glad you could join me. I'm so glad you're a listener. You share, you comment, you do all of that, and I am rooting for you. And don't forget to check out the EntreMD Business School. I'd love to see you in the very next cohort.
If you love this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, share, and review it on iTunes. As you go about your week, remember, you're not just an MD, you're an EntreMD. Don't forget to tune in next week for another great episode. Until next time.